There's a better world that's a-coming, tell you why. There's a better world that's a-coming, tell you why. We will beat 'em on the land, on the sea and in the sky. There's a better world that's a-coming, tell you why. There's a better world that's a-coming, don't you see? When we'll all be union and we'll all be free. There's a better world that's a-coming, don't you see?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rick Spezak, Progressive News Network. Want to welcome you to this, the final act of the Florida legislation, and therefore our good friends from SEIU, One Miami, will be giving us their assessment of this legislative session. I know you have come to appreciate these. They're very informative. And without any further ado, let me bring you our good friends, our brothers and sisters from SEIU and One Miami. Here we go. Welcome.
Hi, how are you doing?
Is this
good
the
to be
charming
here.
And talented Rebecca?
Well, it's Rebecca, at least. So, we finally made it. It's the last day of the session. We're recording this on a Friday, so technically they still have a few more hours to screw things up in Tallahassee, but most of the work is done as of this moment. And so here we are. We made it through the session. Some people are calling this the best legislature money can buy. I think you can see that based on, you know, the sorts of priorities that the leadership had, whether it's Governor Scott or the Senate President or the Speaker of the House. Unfortunately, the stuff that they really concentrated on were tax breaks and fixing
stealing pensions.
Systems like and fixing things that aren't broken. So, unfortunately, those were their priorities. Meanwhile, they really didn't focus on the basic needs of working Floridians in the middle class. They refused once again to expand health care to about 1 million uninsured Floridians. And that's despite the fact that even with all of that, about 1 million Floridians signed up for Obamacare this year. So, I mean, we're one of the biggest states in the country that where its citizens really signed up for health care. So that's a glaring legacy that they have created for this session. They also really work to make charter schools less accountable. They put themselves in private health decisions between a woman and her doctor on abortion issues. They refuse to talk about raising the minimum wage, equal pay for women, you know, I mean, you name it. They really did not do well overall. And they, you know, as of today, this is Friday, they will presumably pass a $77 billion budget towards the end of the day. That said, there not all of it was bad news. I mean, there were some good things that happened for the people of Florida. I think one of the most interesting things to watch this session was definitely the debate over whether to allow undocumented students brought to Florida as children to pay in-state tuition, just like their peers that they went to elementary and high school with have that. And, you know, we were behind on that. There were several other states who had passed that before: California, Colorado, Connecticut, Illinois, Kansas, Maryland, Minnesota, Nebraska, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oklahoma, Oregon, Texas, Utah, Virginia, and Washington. And there's some pretty conservative states in that mix, and they had all passed in-state tuition bills that would help undocumented students. Well, we finally got there. So after much, much debate, after thousands of people wrote letters, signed petitions, went up to the state capitol this session, they finally passed it. And that's, I think, pretty historic, and it kind of gives you a preview of where this state might be heading. I mean, I can't imagine this getting passed last year, the year before. But we got there, and so now it's going to go to Governor Scott's desk, and I'd be very surprised if he doesn't sign it. So that's a huge, huge thing, I think, for Florida, because it really kind of puts us on the map and says we value our young people, we value our students, and we welcome them. So, and I think kind of it was interesting to watch not only the debate over this, but some of the other immigration-related legislation that came up pertaining to driver's licenses, and there's a law student who is not a citizen who wanted to be admitted to the Florida bar, and, you know, so there's a lot of interesting things going on, and it was really fascinating to watch some of the members of the Republican Party kind of twist themselves into knots on how to deal with this in their various regions of the state. But I think it really shows that the Republicans understand that the clock is ticking on their hegemony in Florida, particularly nationally as well. But in Florida, you know, the numbers just speak to where we're heading. And 5 years from now, 10 years from now, we're not going to be having the same conversations we have now. You know, they'll be the ones, you know, having these radio shows and talking about how they can't get anything through Tallahassee. So it's really good.
Save the poor dumb rednecks, please.
Yeah, I mean it's interesting, and I think we're going to end up with a much more rich society that's good for everyone. I mean, I think when you raise the floor, it raises it for everybody. So that's just really excellent. Some of the other good things that happened were basically bad bills were stopped. We spoke about pensions. That was a huge priority for the House Speaker, Will Weatherford. He put a lot of his political capital on the line for that and passed it in the House. And basically, it was new employees that entered the state pension system would be, in one way or another, kind of forced into a 401k-style investment plan rather than pensions. And the reason to do that is basically just to destabilize the pension, you know, by shrinking the pool of people that are in it. Fortunately, it died in the Senate, and that was all to the good. So that, you know, a lot of opposition from different labor groups and other organizations helped kill that. Another good thing that happened is that a Republican attempt to destroy the wage theft ordinances that we have in Miami-Dade and Broward. They wanted to take those away, but that also failed. So that's another win for the little guy. Close to home for us in Miami, we were fighting a couple of things related to hospitals. One was just how Medicaid payments get distributed to different hospitals, and they were going to redistribute the wealth, so to speak, away from kind of the more the public nonprofit hospitals and start giving it more to some of the private institutions in other parts of the state, and that was going to have a devastating effect on a lot of different hospitals, including Jackson and Miami. But they've gone ahead and said, okay, we're not going to implement this year. We're going to do it next year. So that gives us a year to try to get something that's a lot more fair, that's not going to impact safety net hospitals. Another thing that we were fighting personally from Local 1991 in Miami, we had some Republicans try to take away, try to hurt labor contracts at the public hospital by taking away the power from the county commission and giving it to an unelected public health trust board. So they got that through the House, and we managed to get it killed in the Senate. So several good things did happen amongst all the negative things that happened in this legislature. So overall, I would say not a terrible session, not great. They definitely fell down on a number of things, particularly health care. But, you know.
I understand some money was put aside to help fund medical tourism So the legislature is happy to have foreigners and people travel here to get medical care. They just didn't really want medical care for Floridians.
Yeah, it's pretty ironic. It's just really amazing how the Republican mentality, not all Republicans, but certainly the leadership, is really aimed at diverting resources to a small group of business interests and not towards the people who are paying the taxes and making the state what it is, you know, working.
You mean their employers?
Yeah. I mean, it's really incredible to think about that.
You know, I was wondering, there was one other issue we spoke about briefly, but I wasn't sure how it was resolved. Do you know, are we safe from Pop-Tarts chewed into the shape of a gun?
You know what? I don't know as of this moment where that landed. Like I said, we're recording this, you know, before the session is completely over. And we've got a few more hours to go, so I don't know.
It may be rolled into the budget bill. You never know.
I'm not exactly sure, and I apologize that I don't know the answer to that. But I'm not going to lose any sleep either way over that one.
You mean we shouldn't just be scared about that?
I mean, I think we should be concerned about Pop-Tarts in general. Those probably should be banned. They probably kill more people than...
I want to thank you for the wonderful work you've done and the tremendous spirit that you've brought to this, especially I'll have to call myself colored amazed that you found so many good things to talk about.
Well, I guess those are some of the things that we were following very closely, and you know, sometimes it helps to have a positive outlook, you know, and realize that as considering that this is a Republican-controlled legislature, and that the Democrats are a minority and they have a hell of a time of getting anything through, it shows that we are building power slowly and that we are moving forward towards making Florida more progressive. It feels like an excruciating pace at times. There are many maddening things that happen along the way, but overall, you know, I think we're going in the right direction, little bit, little by little.
Well, you know, I especially want to thank you and SEIU for this in particular reason. I was just reading a political writer out of the West Coast this morning, and he mentioned that as a political writer whose job is the Tallahassee beat, how difficult it is for him, whose profession it is, to track the progress of legislation. He said, you know, it's easy to get the numbers, the money, relatively speaking, to get that kind of information. But to actually follow the legislation, he said it's nearly impossible for him whose job it is full-time to do that. And he lamented how disconnected the citizenry of Florida is from these, I'm just going to call them scoundrels up there who run that legislature, and how little they have any attention given to the needs and the interests of the Floridians who they are ostensibly representing. So I thank you for the great work you've done to bring information to Floridians and especially progressive activists.
Well, thank you. And it's not easy, and it is unfortunate that there is such a disconnect. I mean, if you've ever been to Tallahassee, it's its own little island. You know, it's basically this cute little southern town that, you know, is also one big frat house. You know, whether it's, you know, they've got a couple of colleges up there, and the legislature, you know, those guys act like a fraternity as well, and lots of shenanigans, lots of hazing, and unfortunately, so many things that they do up there make a huge difference to people in their neighborhoods, and we don't know what happened until well after it happens. You know, I read that same article, you know, where he talked about, you know, in just 30 seconds, they spent $4.5 million on something, and nobody knew anything about it. And that's how it works. And they count on us not paying attention. They count on us not knowing what's going on, and they're so far away from most from the center of gravity of the state, which is central and south, really. And, you know, most people don't have the time or resources to figure out what they're up to.
I just thought it was remarkable, you know. Many of us in media, especially many of us progressive activists, you know, we lament that there's so few people involved. But, you know, when you think about it, the system is designed to preempt and to prevent people from being involved, even should they be interested. And I think that speaks reams.
It sure does. But we're trying to shine a little light. It may just be a pen light at this point, but we're trying to get people aware. And because I think once people know what's going on, they understand how it affects them directly, they start to take action, you know, and that's what we all have to count on.
Well, I want to thank you, and please send our thanks to everyone at SEIU 1991 who was involved in this project. And I think you're doing a wonderful, wonderful service, and I just hope it expands.
Okay, and anytime I need an ego boost, I'm just going to call you and have you talk to me again.
Well, in union there is solidarity, my sister. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Rebecca Wakefield of SEIU Local 1991, bringing us the Tallahassee Report here at the end of the session. Thank you so much, and let's go out with a little bit of music. And I'll tell you, it's always interesting trying to keep track of that nasty legislature up here, because they sure as hell don't want us to know anything. But on a positive note, let's play a little bit of this.
I don't want your millions, mister. I don't want your diamond ring. All I want is the right to live, mister. Give me back my job again.
Now I don't want your Rolls Royce, mister. I don't want your pleasure yacht. All I want, just food for my baby, is to me my old job back. We work to build this country, mister, while you enjoyed a life of ease. You've stolen all that we built, mister. Now our children are and free. So I don't want your millions, mister. I don't want your diamond ring. All I want is the right to live, mister. Give me back.
Call me green or blue or red. This one thing I sure know, mister. My hungry babies must be fed. Take the two old parties, mister. No difference in them I can see. But with a farmer labor party, we could set the people free. So
I don't want your millions, mister. I don't want your diamond ring. All I want is the right to live, mister. Give me back my job again.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us. I hope you tune in Sunday when Progressive News Networks presents our typical Sunday show. This is an unusual one. It's one of our art shows. We do these every couple months just to clear the palate and talk to some interesting people who are changing the world in a different way. We've got a wonderful saxophonist, a gentleman named Randy Emmerich, who has covered the bases in the sax world from the smallest sax to the largest sax, from rock and roll and jazz to classical. He's an extraordinary artist, a talented man who's played with so many major artists, you literally, it is uncountable. And then also we've got a producer extraordinaire from Miami, a gentleman named Flash, formerly of the Wallflower Gallery, who's produced everything from paintings and sculpture to avant-garde plays to poetry fests. He's been a stalwart for the medical marijuana community, doing concert after concert. I think he's produced maybe 12 annual medical marijuana fundraisers. He also produces an Everglades fundraiser. There's one coming up. And then also a very talented artist, a woman named Stephanie McMillan, who is an activist and a cartoonist who does political cartoons, and an extraordinary woman, very, very talented. So I hope you join us Sunday the 4th, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, or anytime. So I'm your host, Rick Spezak, News Director of Progressive News Network. Thanks so much for joining us, and please tune in again. If you can help support us, please do. We could certainly use the help. So thanks so much, and we'll go out on some Zevon. We also want to mention, please support the other progressive broadcasters. Red Bull Canary,
Mama, take this badge off of me.
And Harriet Lerman, the voice of the team.
It's getting dark, too dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
We also want to mention the passing of Progressive Democrats of America's Tim Carpenter. If you can help out, please connect with PDA. And they're doing a fundraiser to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of PDA and also Tim's hard work and effort so through the many, many years. So please connect to PDA, Progressive Democrats of America. You can make a donation. They would really appreciate it. Thanks again. Rick Spezak, Progressive News Network. Help us keep the lights on. Drop us a note. Put a little in the bucket. We'd appreciate it. Thanks again.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.